Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
Well, friends, good morning. Raise your hand if you're not from Sacred Heart. Oh, awesome. Raise your hand if you are from Sacred Heart. Okay, good. All right, this is great. This is great. Well, again, my name is Father Patrick Schultz. I'm the parochial vicar here, and just delighted to have you guys with us this morning. I'm just grateful that you're taking the time. I know that there's hoops to jump through when it comes to getting married in the church, and I pray to God that you don't see this as a hoop. This is, if anything, it's a gift to you, and it's a gift you're giving to each other. I know that the team, who you're going to be with all day today, I know this team has been preparing for months for this, and they've been praying for you and sacrificing for you, praying that you would walk away today feeling refreshed, feeling like you've grown, feeling like you've got new insights, but most of all, that you would walk away with a greater, experience of wonder for the gift of this other person that the Lord has brought into your life. Just wonder and amazement that out of all the 7 billion people on this planet, the Lord in his providence brought your life and this other person's life into this collision course, and now the Lord is asking you to spend the rest of your life giving yourself for the rest of your life. It's an amazing, amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. So here's what I want to do for us this morning as we kick off this pre-Cana day. I want to direct our attention to one line from this gospel that we had, the deacon just proclaimed from the Gospel of John. We hear this. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." Okay, two things I want to point out. The first thing is this. The first thing I want to point out is it's the guards who speak these words, right? It's the guards. Picture men in armor, men with clubs and swords, and like men with power and authority, men who are just used to bossing people around. And here we have these men who are just astounded by Jesus. They're just so taken aback, right? They are just so taken aback. They're stunned by him, how he speaks, how he operates, how he behaves, what he says, how he says, like, all of these things. They're just absolutely stunned. They're baffled by him. They're baffled by him. Like, this man who's on the cross, this man who's at the center of our faith, he's not like anybody who's ever lived, is the point. No one has ever spoken like this man. These guards who are so used to exerting their authority and being totally in charge are completely on their heels. They've never experienced anything like him. It's like this Jesus doesn't fit into any category that we have. So just picture that. It's the guards. And second thing is this. It's what they say that's astounding, right? They say, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." I want to linger with that for a second. And this is what I want to ask, in particular to our engaged couples, but I mean to everybody here. Have you experienced that as being true? Have you experienced that as being true? Like, do you know what these guards are talking about? Let me put it this way. I am certain, you know, at this point in your engagement journey, in your engagement season, you've had and received a lot of advice and input from a lot of other people. No doubt. You've had a lot of advice and input from a lot of people. You've had input from your own moms and dads, both welcome and unwelcome. Input and advice from your future in-laws, mostly probably unwelcome, right? A lot of people suggesting that you should do this or go with this caterer or go with this photographer, or have you thought about having this size wedding or this size wedding? Have you thought about this thing or that thing? And you don't want to do this. Really, you don't want to do that. Right? All of these things, all of this input. And as you're preparing in your engagement, I'm certain probably many of you, you know, you're preparing on deeper levels, meeting with priests, meeting with deacons, meeting with mentor couples, but also preparing yourselves, listening to possibly podcasts, reading books, thinking about the deeper meaning of marriage, unpacking these things, all of that, right? And asking the question of how to have a successful marriage. And that's all good. All of those voices, they're well and good, but all of those perspectives, here's the problem with all of them. None of them are Jesus. all their perspectives, fine, well and good, but none of them are Jesus. And the reason why that matters is because nobody has ever spoken like this man. Nobody has ever spoken, and nobody will ever speak to you as a person or as a couple as this man speaks. And you need to be listening to him speak. Like, unequivocally, absolutely, you need to be listening to this man speak, because the goal of your marriage is not your personal happiness. That's not the goal of marriage. The goal is not your personal happiness or your personal fulfillment or your personal Pinterest board, getting your, you know, all the things. That's not the goal. Those goals are fine, but that's not the goal of marriage. The goal of your marriage is your mutual holiness. The goal of marriage is holiness. And a byproduct of holiness is happiness. Holy people tend to be happy people. If you run after happiness and think you are going to be the one who will make me happy and perfectly fulfilled, forget it. You're going to be incredibly disappointed immediately because you're marrying a sinner. I don't know if you know that about the person sitting next to you. I'm sure you do. At least I'm sure they do. You're marrying an incredibly imperfect person. You're marrying a person with a whole story of wounds and faults and failures, a person with baggage beyond baggage and things that you've been hiding from so many people, so many parts of your heart and your story that you are convinced are a liability to love, things that you have figured out a lot of different coping mechanisms to keep under control, but you're going to live with this person. You're going to say vows to this person. You're going to handcuff yourself to this person through the sacrament of matrimony, and you're going to have all of your junk on display. And thanks be to God. Because marriage is the sacrament of divine mercy, is really what it is. It's the experience of being loved at your worst, in your least impressive parts, over and over and over again. And that's holiness. It's not having all your crap together. Holiness is having all of your crap opened up to the merciful love of Jesus. And that gets mediated through your spouse. And that's incredible. The goal of your marriage is to become a saint. Your spouse that Jesus is giving you is your cross. You better not let go of the cross. Because if you let go of the cross, you're letting go of heaven. Hold on to your spouse. You're being asked to not have an average, mediocre American marriage. I'm tired of all these average, mediocre American marriages. We need holy couples, holy families. We need people who are running after holiness, which means that you'll be asked to love in a way that doesn't make sense to this world. And you're going to be asked to forgive in ways that don't make sense to this world. You're going to be asked to sacrifice in ways that don't make sense to this world. You're going to be asked to prioritize things that don't make sense to this world, which means that you need to hear him speaking. You need him. You need his voice. You need to hear him encouraging you, telling you, no, you're not crazy for making this a priority in your marriage. You're not crazy for forgiving him, for forgiving her at this moment. You're not crazy for making this sacrifice. Because if the goal is heaven, you have to have a different lens. You need to hear him inviting you deeper, inviting you into his heart. Again, this is why, friends, this is why marriage is a sacrament. To do what you're promising to do, you need a fuel that comes from somewhere outside of you. Like, to do this, to do that, which is what you're being asked to do that, you don't have the resources within you to do it. At a certain point, you will run out. You need divine life, divine love to be poured into you so that you can give that to your spouse. This is why you need the church and why the church needs you. The church needs you. The only fuel that marriage is designed to run on is the love of God that comes through Jesus, mediated through the church and her sacraments. Because the reality is this: the vows that you will be saying to each other, whether in this church or another church, you'll stand in front of the altar, right? Which is a place of sacrifice. It's a place where things go to die. That's what the altar is. with a crucifix in the background. You're coming to the altar to lay your lives down for each other. You're saying to each other, I promise you, I'm not going anywhere. I'm all in, come what may. It's this wild, open-ended promise. This vow, right? There's an ellipsis at the end of the promise, come what may. And you have no idea what's coming. You have no idea what's coming down the road. You have no idea what sufferings and sorrows and joys are coming down the road. And to stay in it, to face it all, you need to keep listening to the man who's standing behind you as you make those vows. You need to listen to this man who speaks in a way that no one ever speaks. You need to listen to this man. And friends, this is why, more than anything, this is why I'm so grateful that you're wasting a day to do that, to be formed in a deeper way in the vision of the Catholic faith about what marriage is, just to have time to give Jesus space to speak. Because without that, we're lost. Without that, you're lost. We need to listen to this man. Amen.